Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died July 22nd at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Survivors of Gail Spangler include five children, Allison Ewing, Taylor and J.C. Spangler, Neil Spangler and Jocelyn Storr, Nathan and Elizabeth Spangler, and Abigail Spangler and Brad Erickson. Nine grandchildren, his brother, Ken and Meg Spangler, and other relatives and friends. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died July 24th at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Terry Hardy include her son, Dustin and Alicia Schilling of Platteville, two granddaughters, five siblings, Dee Dee and Dean Turner of Missouri, Penny and Avery Blado of Richland Center, Ken Hardy of Laval, Kathy and Jason Richardson of Florida, and Ralph and Amy Carley of Dubuque, Iowa. 10 nieces and nephews, 13 great nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, two sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill. Sister-in-law, Cindy Kramer of Boscobel, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at 3 at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rites will be accorded by American Legion Post 24 and VFW Post 2474, Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Platteville is serving the family. Mike Molzoff is survived by his children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley. 11 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at Trinity Lutheran Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. Myona Young is survived by two sons, Terry and Diane Young of Boscobel and Jeff and Donna Young of Gays Mills. Five grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, one great-great-granddaughter, a brother, John Dilly, sisters-in-law, Pat Dilly and Rita Dilly, along with other relatives and friends. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Frank Gunlock include three siblings, Bob Gunlock of Lone Rock, Joseph Gunlock of Mays O'Maney, and Bernice and Daryl Dickinson of Dodgeville. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday, August 9th at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 9th from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett is survived by his wife, Deborah, two children, Rachel and Jeff Beadle, and Josh and Tori Barrett, four grandchildren, his mother, Deatrice Coleman, brother, Dennis Barrett, and sister, Wanda and Bob Chalkin. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca.